So I just learned something about Top Gun Maverick. Infuriated. What's happening, Panda Nation? Peter Von Panda here. Maybe you're getting a little lunch on the weekend. Settling in. It's cold around here, but I just learned something about Top Gun Maverick, a movie that I loved, the original Top Gun. Just a movie that kind of burns into your soul, moves you, inspires you to become a naval aviator. So what I did is I went into personal finance because I'm not built like a naval aviator, but man, sure wanted to be one after that movie. And Top Gun Maverick, the sequel, was amazing. But I learned something here and, oh man, it kills me. I almost don't want to know this because it's absolutely wrecked me for a while. Anyway, so I'm going to tell it to you because I treat you like adults and I think you need to know the truth. With the truth, you can make up your own mind. You know what? We got to stop burying the truth. We just got to let it out. Release it. Free it. Treat people like you want to be treated. And the truth is, I even have some slides here that I made for you, is that I was watching online on YouTube, a bunch of videos rolling through the recommended feed. If you're joining me, say hi. Would love to say hi to you guys. But saw an interview with John Hamm. And John Hamm is talking about what it was like making Top Gun, and I liked him in it. I played the Don Draper character. I thought there was a little overacting. Not necessarily the best I've ever seen, but he was talking about the movie was made for 40X. So I was thinking, 40X? What is 40X? Is that like a resolution? Like instead of 4K, it's 10 times that much so that you'd have a retina display on the movie screen? I was like really confused. And he's like, so I would really encourage people to see it on 40X. And I was thinking, what is he talking about? And this is, of course, a little bit of a promo for the movie. This video is now years old. So I Google it, 40X. It's not 40. I thought it was F-O-R-T-Y-X. It's 4DX. It just kind of sounds like 40 when you roll it together here. But what I didn't realize is that 4DX is a particular format that they can film a movie in for the benefit of the viewers. Now, this also takes me back to another interview I saw with Tom Cruise when he was doing a behind the scenes about Maverick, and he was talking about, oh, we had to build these custom cameras for the in-flight scenes. And I was thinking, why did you have to build a custom camera? Honestly, I feel like you could put a GoPro on top of the instrument panel in an airplane and just film the actors. I wasn't like panning around. I was confused about why would you need to build a custom camera? Like all these shots are just static shots of the person and capturing a little bit of the outside and all that. But what I didn't realize is he was talking about building a custom camera that would film in 40X. And what is 40X? Does anyone know? Does anyone in the classroom know what 4X is? I didn't know. So I had to look it up. And what 4DX is basically, I should say this too. I think this also works on ScreenX. So I found kind of two technologies, 4DX and ScreenX. I think they're different. What's happening, Jim? Welcome. I think they're basically the same thing. And I think if you shoot something in 4DX, you can watch it in a ScreenX screen or a 4DX screen. I think they're the same technology, probably just like white labeled different things by different theaters. So I think they're the same thing. If you've heard of either of these, you're ahead of me. So 4DX is basically a format where they film not only in front of you. So what you saw in the movie theaters, like I saw, was that front view camera. But they also film on the sides. And so a 4DX or a ScreenX screen has three screens. One in front of you, just like a normal movie screen, but then attached to it, intersecting with it in the corners, and running down the sides of the theater is another screen. And that's on both sides. And so what it is supposed to do here is make it very immersive. So you can see here in this kind of layout here, you've got the main screen here, but then you have the screen on the wall, essentially, like a, what do they call it? Like a OmniMax, I think. So here is another rendering. In fact, in this one, it looks like there's almost a screen on top as well. And now it dawns on me why Tom Cruise said we had to build a custom camera for this. Now, it's not the whole movie, right? Why would we care the bar scene to see the wraparound? Although that'd be cool. That'd be immersive. But what apparently happened is on all of the flight scenes, all the flying scenes, they were filmed in 4DX or rendered in 4DX. And so that blows my mind, right? So now you feel like you're in the cockpit as opposed to just looking at a person. You're looking at the whole outside surroundings, right? And Top Gun Maverick in cinemas, filmed in 4DX. So you can see here, that's what we saw, or I saw. Maybe you were smarter than me, but in the ScreenX format here, same thing, I think. All I saw was this middle screen, the close-up of the pilot's face. What I didn't realize is, man, there was scenery outside. How much more immersive would that have been? Again, I saw this, right? This under-the-wing mounted camera view. You could see the front of the F-18 with explosion, but man, I didn't realize that I could see the whole body of the F-18 over here, the mountains and the scenery on that side. How cool would that have been? And in the opening sequence too, what I didn't realize is that opening sequence was filmed in 4DX. So the whole flight carrier scene, man, how cool would that have been to see this whole wraparound, like you're standing on the deck of the Lincoln. And again, this is, I think, where it really stood out is these flight scenes where we're seeing just this head on of the actor, but man, the rest is filmed all the way around. Now, this is more than just the flight scene. So maybe they filmed the whole thing in 4DX. I don't know. Seems like that would be a really hard thing to do, but that's crazy, man. Crazy. And I am ticked, honestly, that I did not see this in 4DX or ScreenX. In fact, I actually Googled it here in Chicago, and there are a couple theaters, not really close to me, but I think there's one downtown and maybe one in the south suburbs or something that have a ScreenX and a 4DX. So I could have gone and seen it. And had they made a bigger deal about this to me, I would have totally made the trip to go see it. First of all, I love the movie. Man, I was like on the verge of crying. I just was like so moved by it and all the nostalgia and kind of the throwbacks. Man, just an amazing piece of cinematography. But holy smokes, to be immersed. In fact, I feel like 4DX theaters should be showing Maverick all the time. Maybe not every night. And maybe it's a Tuesday night when they're slow or something like that. But once a month, they should have a Top Gun Maverick on 4DX or ScreenX showing so that I can go every month. I can just go every month and experience it. And I want to see it now. So where can I go and see this movie in 4DX? This is actually a dilemma I have here, right? This is like a bucket list level thing, Jeff. Jeff, I totally agree. Seems amazing. I didn't even know about it. I pieced it together after seeing guys talk about it in interviews. And now I am ticked that I didn't go see it. Now I'm ticked that I just saw it on a regular screen. So did you guys know about 4DX or ScreenX? Is this more popular in some areas, maybe West Coast and the Hollywood atmosphere and the Hollywood environment? Everyone knows about this. I did not know about this. I didn't even know it existed until the interview. And now I know. I'm not sure what movie would have been, I don't know, better suited for this format. I don't need to go see, I don't know, The Great Mr. Fox or whatever the movie is, like in 4DX, but Top Gun Maverick, that would have been on my list. So anyway, I'm hoping that someone shows it again. I will drive hours to go see it in this format and someone turn me on to a locale where I can do that. But that's it. Just wanted to share that with you. If you didn't know that it was in 4DX either, I'm glad. I don't feel as bad then. But man, I would have loved to have seen it. So that's it. Peter Von Panda out.